My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Pitt, nice win, showed a lot with the offense. We'll get into that coming up in the next segment. But when Kenny Pickett was shown on the Jumbotron, there weren't a ton of boos. There was a smattering of boos. And anybody at the Pitt game who booed Kenny Pickett should feel ashamed for themselves. That is ridiculous to me. All it does is show you care more about the NFL franchise than you do about your university. When you show up at a Pitt game, you're a Pitt fan. Forget about what Kenny Pickett did in the NFL. You're a Pitt fan. What he did for you was take you to an ACC championship, fake slide, and win your dang ACC championship. Kenny Pickett should be a football god to you. He decided to come back instead of entering the NFL draft. And he had an unbelievable season where he's a Heisman finalist. 4,300 passing yards, 42 touchdowns, only 7 picks, 67% completion percentage, rushed for 200 plus yards, 5 touchdowns. My man had 47 touchdowns and took y'all to an ACC championship, and you're going to boo? But Pitt fans make a big deal about what their guys do when they go to the NFL. And for good reason, because a lot of Pitt players have had success in the NFL. Aaron Donald, Darrell Revis, Larry Fitzgerald, recently, they put guys in the NFL and they have the most Hall of Famers. So Pitt fans do put a lot of stock into that. And I get it. It should never be more important than what your guys do on Saturday, though. And sometimes I do think that gets lost with Pitt fans. All these Hall of Famers, but for 40 years, there was a lot of mediocre football. Again, Narduzzi comes in, they win the ACC championship, obviously not mediocre. Win 9 games the next year, obviously not mediocre. But there was a long stretch there where you're signing up for 6-6 and at best 8-5. A couple of those Doran years with Wonstadt were good, but few and far between those moments. And so you want to put a lot of stock in what guys do in the NFL, but it should never matter more if you're wearing a Pitt shirt at a game than what they do, those guys did at the school. And what Kenny Pickett did at Pitt was make a case, a strong one, that he's the second best quarterback to ever play there. Dan Marino, Kenny Pickett, hard to argue. And y'all gonna boo him? You should build a statue of Kenny Pickett. If you want to boo him on a Jumbotron of the Steeler game, that would never happen. He would never be there. But that would make sense. He quit, according to reports, in Seattle. And he did not want to compete for the starting job. And he got baby-faced and pouted And that's why they shipped him out of town. They didn't have designs on moving on from Kenny that quick. But Kenny was upset, and so they let him go. If you're a Steelers fan and you don't like what Kenny did there, yeah, I get it. If you root against Kenny Pickett in the NFL now because he screwed your NFL franchise, I get it. But when you go to a Pitt game, you're not a Steelers fan that Saturday. Like, if you are a true college football fan, that has to matter more. And again, it shouldn't be booing. It should be a statue. He was, what, third in the Heisman voting? He's sitting there in New York City in the front row, and he's a quarterback at Pitt, and you're going to boo him? Again, not too many people, but enough to make me go, what the hell is wrong with you guys? Agree, disagree, comments, questions, concerns, 412-928-9370. Texter, he's a paid athlete now. Crowley, you're allowed to boo him. That's not the point. With that booing, as few and far between as that was, because I don't want to make it sound like more booed than didn't, because that wasn't the case. But those of you who booed might as well have been wearing shirts that said, I care about the Steelers much more than I care about my university. And I care about his failure in Pittsburgh more than his successes at the University of Pittsburgh. And I just think when you show up to a college football game, you check all that stuff at the door. It's not about him getting paid. Like you, and hey, you could boo. Me turning the microphone on doesn't mean I'm telling you not to do it. I think if you did, though, you're a jackal. I think it's wrong. Callis, you had a comment? You didn't. Would you have booed him?
Yeah, probably if I'd have heard boos, yeah.
Yeah, but you're not a Pitt fan. Shouldn't even have asked you.
What do you mean I'm not a Pitt fan?
You're not a real Pitt fan. Texter, I have never loved you more than I do right now. It drives me up a wall. It drives me up a wall because Pitt fans get crapped on all the time for attendance and this and that. Where's your on-campus stadium? And I do think Pitt's got some very passionate fans. But that, to me, is so much worse of a look than there being a few empty seats. Is when you boo a guy who won you an ACC championship. It gives the haters a lot of fuel that, oh, you don't really care that much. You're just going to put the Steelers hat on Sunday and forget about everything that happened on Saturday. It gives those people some credence. And I do think it was a bad, bad look.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.